right now, let's bring in the man who writes for The Athletic and is an avid fan of baseball and an avid follower of the trends. Jason, how you feeling today? Good to talk to you.
Mike, I'm great, man. How's everything?
I'm doing okay. Let's get to the pressing issues as far as Philadelphia Philly fans are concerned. And this hot stove league. Now, the Baumgartner thing, the Harper thing, still. What's the latest on who the Phillies are going to grab here?
They've got a big tray, and they're going down a big buffet line. And not all this is in their control, obviously. It's really incredible that the market for Bryce Harper and Manny Machado is so slow moving. This was the NBA that they'd have both signed a month ago. We'll know a lot more in a week. You know, there was a big story on Yahoo Sports yesterday. I don't know if you followed it about Harper. Like all that stuff about the Dodgers and Magic Johnson, and we could talk about all that some other time.
Yeah.
They said that the market for Bryce Harper was upwards of a dozen teams. And as I've checked that out in the last 24 hours, I would definitely take the under. In fact, you know, the Nationals just signed Patrick Corbin for $140 million. So it's really going to take a special combination of circumstances for that team to sign mm-hmm. Bryce. I mean, I think if the Phillies were to make a big push, say the magic words, throw the big pile of money out there that Scott Boras is looking for, that Bryce Harper is there to be signed. I think Machado is a totally different case. He's very employable, but I think, as Matt Gelb wrote in The Athletic yesterday, the Johnny Hustle stuff really affected not so much his market, but his leverage. Mm-hmm. I don't think he can dictate where he plays as easily. I don't think he can dictate what he deserves to get paid as easily. It's going to be really fascinating to see what happens with those two, and I think then there's just all the dominoes fall from there.
All right. It's taken so long because these guys are trying to milk the market and get as much as they can, right? Is that why it's taken so long? Because it would say that the Phillies can put up $400 million right on the like tomorrow.
What's your definition of stupid money?
Yeah, Mike? Well, there is no such thing as stupid money when it comes to right now. The money they've saved the last 4 years.
Look, Bryce Harper is a Scott Boras client,
mm-hmm.
and Scott moves slowly. Now we have the winter meetings in Las Vegas next week. Where does Bryce Harper live? Oh, he lives in Las Vegas. You don't think Scott wants to make sure that next week is the Bryce Harper show with every potential bell and whistle?
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of Bryce Harper rumors and storylines next week. He's clearly been pointing toward this to kickstart that market.
All right. Three quick questions on that. Can the Phillies sign both Harper and Machado?
I've been telling you this for a while. I think the chances are almost none of that.
Okay.
It just doesn't make sense.
Okay. All right. Now, the Baumgartner thing, how's that cooked up? How would that manifest itself?
All right. Well, see, I'm dubious about that one. They have a lot of potential starting pitchers on the menu, despite not going the sixth year with Patrick Corbin. And Madison Baumgartner is definitely on there. I've heard that from a couple people. But recognize this. He's got 1 year left on his deal. He's enormously popular, you know, in that San Francisco Bay mm-hmm. area. And this is not going to be the Charlie Morton deal, right? They've got to get something meaningful for him. I just don't, like, the Phillies are willing to go down that road, but are they going to give up some big time prospect for him? I doubt it.
All right. So if I were to say that the Phillies come out of this most likely with Harper Happ, what would you say the percentage of that is?
Yeah, I think those guys are right at or near the top of the list. I think if they had a vote on which they would sign of Harper and Machado, it'd probably be more guys vote for Machado than Harper. But I do think they're lined up, especially after trading for a shortstop that Harper makes a lot of sense, and he's a more of a move the needle player than Manny. Okay. J-Hap is, I think, their preferred free agent starter to sign. I think a 3-year deal at the right dollar value gets him done, and that seems like it's in Matt Klentak's sweet spot. He likes those 3-year deals. So that's a possibility. But I also think that I tweeted that this sometime in the last 24 hours that they sign a bat, sign a reliever, and trade for the starter. That's also very plausible.
Okay.
Plausible.
All right. Good. We'll have to hold on and wait for that Las Vegas thing to happen. Now, you know, I wanted to talk to you about quickly. No, well, not as quickly as, I used up a lot of time, so I don't get all heated up here. So this is your story in The Athletic today. And it's, about the Major League Baseball and taking away the shift. And you seem to be an advocate, for taking away the shift. So I'm curious to know, like, what your stance on this whole thing is. And what do you think the major problem with baseball is that they need to do things like this?
Okay, now the reason I wrote this is I'm hearing that there's a lot of support for this idea within the sport, that the competition committee strongly advocated this at their meetings a couple weeks ago at the owners' meeting. We know the commissioner has been an advocate of eliminating shifts. And in a winter where they're definitely going to engage with the players' union on stuff like this, this looks like a big topic. And all right, what they're trying to do, a lot of people have said, wait, this is going to make the games longer. You're trying to make it shorter. Mm-hmm. What they're trying to do is create more guys running around the bases. They want more action. And so I tried to study from every way possible, would that happen? There would definitely be more hits. There would definitely be more hits. But most of them would be ground ball singles. And I don't know how, I don't know whether that promotes a lot of action. What I'm really in favor of is a much more open-minded conversation about how the sport needs to change in some way and be way more open to that than it's ever been.
All right, but why does it need to change? To be quicker? Because people's attention spans are down? Like, I'm curious to know why it needs to change.
The two things I think the game needs are more action and better rhythm. Now, more action can come in a lot of different ways, but if there's more balls in play, it's more guys running around the bases, so there's more plays on the bases. It's more potential web gems and highlight real moments, and you'd be seeing in much fuller display what great athletes are playing baseball right now. So I'm all for that. But the game needs better rhythm, too.
Mm-hmm.
The game's don't necessarily need to be quicker, faster, but when the game is on the line, you want to give people who are watching the sense that something is about to happen the next time you open your eyes, not 5 minutes from now. There's too much of that.
Well, here's the way. This is just my view. Baseball was never more popular than when they were doing steroids and hitting home runs. In fact, that's what people come to the park. They want to see the long ball, and that's why they teach the launch angle and long ball. Do they really want more action on the bases? because that's not what they're teaching. That's not what hitting coaches are teaching anymore.
You're right. You're exactly right. People say, why don't guys hit the ball the other way? It's not what they're being coached to do. Exactly right, Mike. And, you know, one of the points I tried to make in this piece is the other sports make rules all the time that, A, govern where guys can stand, like the shift, and, B, are designed to create more offense and more action. And nobody bats an eye. It's worked in the NFL. It's worked in the NBA. The ratings are great. Attendance is great. Nobody reacts.
Here's why they don't react. Because those moves are always countered, not to wit. I'll give you the NBA, all right? The NBA played bully ball for a while. They said, okay, we can go back to the zone. So they adapted, and it's okay, well, we're going to spawn three-point shooters now to defeat that. There's always a way to defeat it. The NHL, the left-wing lock, there was a way to defeat that with a stretch pass when they took away the red line. There is a way. It's not that difficult to hit the ball the other way if guys want to hit it the other way, Jason. It's making me nuts.
All right, well, let me make the argument this way. The shift has been around for a decade.
Uh-huh.
And the last 5 years, it's just exploded.
Yes.
And are guys even trying to do that? They're not. They're okay. Not trying to. And one of the
they're trying to hit
not,
home runs.
They are. And, like, think about it this way. You know, hitters get to the big leagues pulling the ball.
Uh-huh.
And that's their swing. Mm-hmm. It's the swing they've used all their life, and it gets them to the major leagues. And now they get to the major leagues, and we're telling them, oh, you got to change that swing. It's not going to work here.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
Hard. All right. Now, you point out, and as always, your articles are filled with facts. And you go, the chance of left-handed hitter reaching base on a pulled ground ball have dropped to its lowest rate. So we have to change the game because left-handed hitters are stupid? No, seriously, that's what doesn't make sense to me. Right-handed hitters seem to have no problem hitting it the other way.
No, actually, if you read through the whole piece, there's some facts about this too because we studied it. Limiting the shift would help everybody who's a pull hitter, left-handed and right-handed. It just would. It would affect more left-handed hitters because they're shifted on more. But batting averages on ground balls and short line drives would go up 50 points. If we eliminated shifts. Ground balls are outs now. They're outs. And I think that some of the theories on this are wrong, but there is a theory that if you give hitters incentives to hit more ground balls and hit more line drives and their hits, that'll promote those kinds of swings and not those big uppercut home run or strikeout swings.
Okay. Well, that's a theory. I don't exactly agree with that. Once you introduce power hitting to a player, guys are not, they're grabbing the end of the knob and you know they're trying to hit the long ball and
you've watched a lot of Phillies games, right?
When
Phillies play Max Scherzer, are they going to get like four singles in the second inning and score a couple runs that way? They're not. They need to get a guy on and hope somebody hits a homer.
Exactly. Jason, it's always a pleasure. Good stuff.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.